The Lynn Buccaneer football is on the air. KWHI is broadcasting this game against the Cisco College Wranglers, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Lubel Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bell Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sanders with Apple Ford, Collier Construction, Bilski Waterwells, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Lubana Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Kendura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Hyundai of Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, and Blinn College. We'll go to the field and your host, Doug Brown, with Tommy Lange after these words from our sponsors.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Cubs Stadium in Brenham, where the Blinn Buccaneers getting set to take on the Cisco Wranglers. Doug Brown with you in the press box, looking down on a gorgeous day here. A great afternoon for some football action, and we certainly hope if you can't be here in person, that you're tuning in for us here on the radio. And meanwhile, great seats available. Come on out here and be sure to take this one in. The kickoff is scheduled for 3 o'clock sharp. And it's also sophomores day here, so we'll be recognizing the outgoing sophomores that have been a part of this team for the last couple of seasons. But more importantly for Blinn, it's a big matchup because they got a shot at getting into the playoffs. Even with the four losses that they've been snake-bitten by this year, that's been one of the hardest things because all four losses have been by 8 points. You had 1 8-point loss, 1 5-point loss, and 2 3-point losses. And one of those 3-point losses actually should have been a win, except the referee blew the touchdown call and even got that on writing from the league about that. But unfortunately, they can't overturn a result. But nevertheless, what's done is done. But Buccaneers, if you're wondering, to get into the playoffs, they have to win this game by at least 4 or more points. And then they also need Navarro to beat New Mexico military in their game, which is going on over in Roswell. And they'll be playing roughly about the same time as we do. So a chance there to get in the playoffs. And hopefully, if things bounce our way, maybe see some playoff action. It's been a while since the Bucs have made the playoffs, so this would be a good opportunity and send this team out on a good note. Well, we got a lot to talk about here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear some more from our Blend Buccaneer pregame sponsors.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at wctractor.com.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
And as we come back here and take a look at the conference standings right now, heading into this final day of the season, you've got Tyler, who has already completed conference play. They will be the number one seed in the playoffs with a 6-1 record. Kilgore is right now, it's between Kilgore and Navarro for number two. Both teams 4-2 in conference play. And then that last spot, it's Cisco, Trinity Valley, Blinn, and New Mexico Military all vying to get into that last playoff spot. Now, if Blinn can defeat Cisco this afternoon by at least 4 points and Navarro beats New Mexico Military, then Blinn will get that last playoff spot and get into the postseason, which would be really nice considering the way things have gone this season with so many different things going wrong. And they would not love to end it on a good note here. And meanwhile, we're going to keep the pregame show rolling right along. And let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear these words from our sponsors.
It's a first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
And back we go here to Cub Stadium. Glen Buccaneer football. Get set to take on the Cisco Wranglers, and Tommy Lange joins us now here. And, of course, this is a big game. Blinn still fighting for a playoff spot. And it's also, it's the final time we get to see one of our favorite young men that we've been watching for the last 3 years now. Rylan Wooten playing his final home game here on Cub Stadium.
It's going to be such a special moment. Rylan Wooten's such a special young man, and we'll talk about, the other Brenham boys, which are on the Blinn football team also. But, Rylan is just very, very special. He's been special to you and I both for a long, long time. And what a fitting Saturday afternoon to get to watch him one more time at Cub Stadium.
Yeah, and speaking of the Brenham guys on the team, in addition to Rylan, we have Reed Robinson as well, Juan Mata, Justin Garza, and Eric Oschenbeck on the team as well. So I think that's what, five former Cubs here getting a chance to go out here on their home field that they had for high school and now for college as well.
Oh, I tell you what, it's such a special moment, and it's so great to see those young men get to further their career at the college level. And as far as I'm concerned, and that all remains to be seen, but all five of those gentlemen that you just mentioned, they're all capable of playing at that next level also.
They certainly are. And we're getting close to the countdown to kickoff. And we'll have shortly the national anthem and also the Blinn school song performed by the Blinn Marching Band. And plenty more stuff to come. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear again from our sponsors.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit CruzyVillage.com. That's CruzyVillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
All right, as we come back here, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Cubs Stadium and the Blinn Buccaneer Marching Band out on the field for their pregame routine. And there's good food here, y'all. Thanks for bringing it from out at the golf tournament today.
Hey, not a problem, Doug. I wish I could have been here a little bit earlier, but I was steady moving the whole time. So I just hope you enjoy the food. It was very, very, very good.
And now, speaking of which, time for one of our favorite spots, and for Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's proud to sponsor the First Touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, the Sunday specials. Every first Sunday of the month is turkey and dressing. You make the call, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie League Street in Brenham. Proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the First Touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. And we'll find out who this afternoon's lucky winner is, and reach in there, TL, and pull it out.
Great one, Bonnie Pilchick.
Bonnie, congratulations.
Another longtime listener.
Yep, yes. And one of our regular participants. And so congratulations, Bonnie, on winning. And so when the Buccaneers score their first touchdown today, Bonnie will get a free rack of ribs courtesy of our good friends at Nathan's Barbecue.
Doug and I like ribs, Bonnie.
Yes, we do. And in the meantime, let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance. And all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
All right, back we go as the Blinn Buccaneer marching band out on the field, getting ready for, should have the national anthem here in Compton shortly.
Doing a little jamming out there, Doug.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to Cub Stadium for today's exciting football matchup between the Cisco College Raiders and your Brenham Bears. At this time, we ask that you please rise, remove your caps, and join us as we honor America as the Blinn Buccaneer Marching Band plays our national anthem. After the anthem, we ask that you remain standing for the school song.
that is the Blend Marching Band. We're going to take one final break and be back with kickoff after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Today's pregame show is brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Lake Sanders with Apple Ford, Collier Construction, Bilski Waterwells, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woods and Lumber Company, Tegra Toyota, Lubana Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Hyundai of Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, ATB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, and Blinn College.
All right, as we come back here, introducing the seniors on the field, or playing in, or excuse me, sophomores who are on the field, playing their final home game.
They're seniors at Blinn.
We're Blinn the other
team. They're seniors at Blinn.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so then we're ready for just about ready for the kickoff. And, well, they still have to go out and do the coin toss. And Buccaneers and Cisco, as we were talking about earlier, for the Bucs to get into the playoffs, they have to win this game by 4 points, and they will also need Navarro to defeat New Mexico Military, which they're going to be playing the same time as we are. So hopefully, if we get a score on that game, we can pass that along.
That is a possibility.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Absolutely. All right, so that's something we'll keep our eyes on this afternoon.
Tell you what, it doesn't get any better than this, Doug.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous
nice little
hit.
Cool front came through.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of well-needed rain here, and, you know, it's all good. Just a real beautiful afternoon.
It really is a gorgeous day for some football here at Cub Stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it once again for our sophomores.
And now for the coin toss. Captains for the Buccaneers are Rylan Wooten, along with Abram Nicholas, Brett Chambers, and Jaden Dukos. Bucks under the tutelage of head coach Ryan Mahon, who's in his ninth season with the Bucks.
Introduce yourself, please.
All right, Cisco, you are calling heads or tails.
Cisco only sending one captain out.
He said tails.
That's a good assumption.
What is tails? You want to see? You're picking which way would you like to pick? Yeah, same right there.
And the voice you hear is the head of this.
Cisco is going to toss and will receive. Gentlemen, shake.
And so Cisco will receive. The Bucks will defend the north goal. And Cisco will defend the south goal. And I want to let you know this first half kickoff is brought to you by Hyundai and Brenham. Proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Well, here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And you can drive into unbeatable savings during Hyundai getaway season. Take home a 2024 Hyundai Tucson or Elantra with a 1.99% APR for 60 months. Arrive off and start with a new 2024 Santa Fe. Now with a special 2.99% APR for 60 months. Backed by America's best warranty.
Well, here we go.
Yep. Cameron Noto, the kickoff.
Cameron Noto is the kickoff for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm turning it down. And Noto sends this one high and deep. And that is actually going to go over the return man's head and into the end zone. And that'll be a touchback for the Buccaneers, for the Wranglers, rather. And so Cisco will come out on offense.
Yeah, here we go. Now the Bucs can set the tone on defense.
And the defense heading out there. Buccaneers dressed out in the blue uniforms with white letters and numbers. Cisco in all white. And kind of a midnight blue on the helmets and the letters and numbers. And back goes the quarterback. Now he's going to take off and keep it himself. That is... Number two, Landon Vessel on the carry.
Making that initial hit for the Bucks, Eric Solomon.
And gain us to the 31-yard line. Pick up a six. Brings up second down and four. And now this one, a handoff. That is to number 25. That is Kevin Williams on the carry.
Cameron Griffin on that stop there for the Bucks.
And ball at the 37-yard line will be a first down. And back to pass goes Vessel, and incomplete. He was looking downfield for Kai Stone.
I'm going to make sure I get that number right. Darren Hargrove, good coverage there for the Bucks.
Yeah, it's a second down and 10. Vessel back to pass. And he's going to
duck it.
He's going to get sacked for a big loss.
Tell you what, making that first hit there was Ja'Cory Kendall, and then coming in there to finish it off, Doug, was Eric Solomon.
Ball back
a big stop there by the Bucks.
Back to the 30-yard line, and that'll bring up third and long. Vessel out of the shotgun. Looking to throw. He's having a take it and run. And he is going to pick up the first down. Got it to the 47-yard line. A 17-yard gain there.
Big, strong rush there by that Buck defense, but he was able to scramble out of the pocket, and he had wide open field on the left sideline.
All the DBs were back covering the receivers, and there was just nobody in the middle there. And handoff once again goes to Williams, and he's going to be get it to midfield before being stopped.
I tell you what, whole host of Cubs led by Eric Solomon again.
So 3-yard pickup, 2nd and 7. Just underway, opening quarter here, first drive of the game. And handoff goes to Williams again. And he'll get to the 47-yard line.
Trey Williams making that initial hit there for the Bucks.
And 3rd down and 4. They need to get to the 43-yard line of the Bucks to pick up the first down. Vessel play action and passes can be caught. That is Kai Stone, and he's going to have a first down up to the 28-yard line.
Pass complete to number 8, Kai Stone.
Oh, get me on this one. Ifanal Shalit? How did I do?
I have no clue on that one.
Whatever, making the stop for the Bucks. That was a heck of a catch. Give that guy credit. Caught the ball behind his back.
And give his to Williams again, and he's right down the field there. And very close to another first down for Cisco.
Number 25, Kevin Williams on the carry. Brought down by number 23, Jeff.
Got it down to the 20-yard line. It'll bring up 2nd down and 2.
David Nico there in on 13. No, let me get that right. Cameron Griffith there making that stop for the Bucks.
And new running back in there this time. And he's going to be brought down. That is Keith Rockwell checking the game for his first carry. And I think he's going to be a yard short. And so that'll bring up 3rd and 1. Opening drive here. Got 10:42 left to play here in the first quarter. And quarterback going to keep it himself, and he's not going to get it. He may have even lost a yard there.
I believe you're exactly right, Doug.
Back to the 20, so that's going to bring up 4th and 2. And now decision time for the Wranglers. Yeah, it looks like they're going to go for it.
Great job there by that Buck defensive front.
And there's a snap. Quarterback going back to pass. And incomplete. Batted down. And Cisco will turn the ball over.
I think that was batted down by Justin Garza, Doug.
Yeah, I believe you're right. The former Brenham Cub. And so now Ryland Wooten leading the offense out onto the field.
Big defensive stand there by that Buck defense.
They'll have Kelton Weathers in the backfield with him. And Ragey Daly and let me flip over here. And Dakota Pearson to one side. And over on the other side, you got Tracy Abrams Jr. and Nathan Lewis. Wooten taking the snap, and now he's going to take it himself. And Wooten dives forward to the 26-yard line. And that'll bring him second down and four.
Number nine, Riley Wooten, the quarterback keeper.
Christopher Campbell making that stop there for the Wranglers.
Christopher Campbell. That'll bring up a second down and four for the Bucks.
Wooten this time gives to Kelton Weathers. And Weathers went up the middle. He was met by a host of Cisco jerseys. Did get a yard off of that. And so it'll be third down.
Shot by number 39, Tate Allen. Third and four for the Bucks.
And Wooten got to hurry and get away, and he's going to be sacked. Nobody to go to. Everybody was covered, and so he's dropped back to the 20-yard line. And so it'll bring it fourth down, and the Bucks will have to punt.
Tate Allen making that big stop there for the Wranglers.
And it'll be Breck Chambers back to punt.
Number six, Brett Chambers on the punt for the Buccaneers.
And back to receive, Davion Blewett. Chambers gets off a big punt.
Big punt.
That thing had some hang time. And he will fair catch it at the 32-yard line, just Blewett.
Fair catch made by number four, Davion Blewett.
Blewett was trying to beg the official there. One of the Bucks just kind of tapped him on top of the shoulder. I guarantee you, if they were intended to hit him, they would have hit him.
Yeah. And so Cisco will come out on offense for the second time in the game as we're down to 7:53 to go here in the first quarter. No score yet. And the give is to Rockwell. And he maybe got back to the line of scrimmage there.
Number five, Keith Rockwell on the carry.
I tell you what, coming up to finish off that stop, there was Jaden Dukos for the Bucks.
That's second and ten. Back to pass. And a little dump off from Bessel to Rockwell.
Tell you what, another big strong hit there by Jaden Dukos for the Bucks.
And that one gets it up to the 38-yard line. That'll bring up third down and five.
Brought down by number 23, Jaden Dukos. Third down, Bulldogs.
And back to pass and tipping incomplete. He was looking for Jamal Hall. And that'll be a fourth down.
Jamal Hall Jr. Fourth down.
Darian Hargrove and, out there on the coverage for the Bucks.
Yeah. So now.
35, David Mitchell on the punt for the Wranglers.
And David Mitchell back to punt and doing the return for the Bucks.
And that's Darian Hargrove deep, right?
Yep. Just get the punt away.
Oh, we get a bounce.
And it's going to be down. And we got flag down as we got some tussling over toward the Blinn sideline.
That one is down at the 37-yard line. There is a penalty bump on the play.
And ball is right now at the 37. Let's see if it stays, which direction it goes from there.
It's who threw the first punch, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Return. Personal foul. Hands to the face. Number 27
on
the return team. That's a 15-yard penalty on the end of the kick.
Oh, my goodness.
And Jaden Williams called for the penalty for the Buccaneers. And so that'll push Blinn back 15 yards.
Oh, man. We were looking at really good field position, and now backing off 15.
And so that'll put the Bucs at the 19-yard line where they'll have it first and 10. Martavius Boswell now in it running back and gets the handoff from Wooten, and nowhere for him to go. That big Cisco defensive line just right there ready to greet him. And bring up second down and 10.
Brought down by number 98,
McKendy Jean.
And number 50, John
Boswell, freshman running back out of Fort Worth. Wooten back to pass. Now he's going to keep it himself.
Oh,
finds
nice
the hole and gets across the 25 to the 27-yard line.
Number nine,
Lanell Cunningham on the stop there for the Wranglers.
Yeah, Wooten showing off his quickness there.
Third
down and two. Give it to Boswell. And trying to cut it back. It's going to depend on where we get the spot.
I don't feel as though we're going to get the spot we wanted.
It was close. Well, now there's. Yeah, that's a bad spot there. I thought he got to the 48, but they're saying 47. And so Blinn with fourth and two, they'll have to punt.
Davian blew it again deep for the Wranglers.
Chambers back. He got a good one last time. We'll need him to do it again. And he does
another
do it
good
again.
One.
And fair catch at the 25-yard line. I would say caught at the 26. So first to 10, we've got still no score here. We've got 4:43 left to play in the first quarter.
First and 10 for the Wranglers from their own 26-yard line.
And while we got a minute here, I want to congratulate our Blinn Buccaneer volleyball team picking up a big victory over Panola this morning. And so the Bucs now, they're playing at the Region 14 tournament. So now the Bucs will be in the championship tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock against either Trinity Valley or Navarro. And the winner of that goes on to the national tournament. So congratulations, Coach Terry Gamble and his young ladies, on another big win.
Good job, Coach.
And hand off that one. We'll go to number 22, Trent Lacey. So now this is the third different running back used by Cisco in the game so far.
Number 22, Trent Lacey on the carry. Brought down by several Buccaneer defenders. Going to bring up a second down and seven for the Wranglers.
Tell you what, we're not going to give any special credit to anyone. There were several key Bucs in on that defensive line making that stop.
And so Vessel out of the shotgun. Back to pass. Rush is coming. He just gets away. And going to get tackled there. But at the 30-yard line.
Good job there by Jaden Dugos coming up to make that stop.
He got to the 30-yard line. And that'll bring up third down and six.
Dugos been all over the field.
Yeah, he's really going at it. Jaden, by the way, a freshman out of Humble Atascocita High School.
Yeah,
And Vessel back to pass. Throwing. Oh, man.
Oh, my God!
Just got the pass away as he was falling down. And it ends up in the hands of Kai Stone. You know, one of the Blinden defenders.
I did get it right here. Cameron Griffin, Doug.
He just
actually touched the football.
He just barely missed it and ends up in the hands of Stone.
Oh, my gosh.
And so about one of the luckiest first downs you'll ever see.
The receiver laying on the ground.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, that too, yeah. He was laying on the ground when he made the catch.
If you're not going to have any luck, it's going to be bad.
And off this time goes to Trent Lacy. And up to the 46-yard line, and whistle's blowing. Referee got a little smack-talking going on down there.
Tyler Cooks and Eric Solomon in on that stop there for the Bucks.
And just got a report. Navarro is leading the Mexico military 14-0. So Navarro doing their part now. The Bucks just got to get us in.
Oh,
got a fumble on the play.
I believe it's Bucks.
And the he's saying incomplete pass.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's not the right call.
This might be one coach want to use his challenge for. And injured player down.
Is that the quarterback?
Not sure here. Let's. Yeah, it was the quarterback. He's back up on his feet and heading to the sidelines. So he'll have to come out for at least one play. Clock has stopped with 1:49 left to go here in the first quarter.
Good strong rush there by that Buck defense.
We are still scoreless here at Cub Stadium. Ball will be spotted at the 46-yard line. The new quarterback is Malachi Berg, who is probably only in here for one play.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a flag down. This Berg puts it in the air and incomplete.
The Buck defensive lineman did jump off. Now, was he drawn off?
And so, yeah, it's going to be against the Bucks. They called it on Ja'Cory Kendall. And Berg staying in there. Third down and two. And Berg going to keep it himself. And it's going to be close.
Number one, Malachi Berg.
And he's going to be short, so it'll be fourth and one now.
Eric Solomon in on the stop there again for the Bucks.
And so the Wranglers now. They've got their punt team out there.
Tell you what, Bucks need to take advantage. They got one more minute with that win, Doug. I did look at the board, right, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
They just get the punt away. Hargrove will receive it at the 15, and he's got a hole out across the 20.
Here we go.
30, 35, 40, across the 50, cuts it back across the 40, 35. And brought down at the 31-yard line. A big return there by Darren Hargrove.
A very big return there.
Hargrove, a sophomore out of Summer Creek High School in Houston.
Linnell Cunningham making that stop there for the Wranglers.
And the Bucks will take back over with 54 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. No score as of yet. And Kelton Weathers in there now running back, and he gets the call. And we got a flag down. Waiting on the call from the official.
Brandon Magruder leading a whole host of tacklers there for the Wranglers.
Offside. Defense number 31. Five on penalty. It's first down.
And so tack on and offside penalty as well. And so that'll be a first down at the 27-yard line. Or remains 20.
First and five.
There we go. Now we're straight. First and five at the 27-yard line. Play action. And Wooten going to put it in the air.
Yes.
And just overshot him. He was looking for Nate. He had Nathan Lewis wide open and just... let him a little too much.
Pass
and
number 8, Nathan Lewis.
So close.
I'm sorry about getting excited there, folks, but Ryland just a little bit anxious.
Yeah. Because he had probably a good two or three steps on his defender. And now give this to Weathers. And Weathers
got
in the hole. And up to the 19-yard line. Big gain there. Weathers, sophomore out of Houston Lamar.
Number 29, Kelton Weathers on the carry.
Cordavian Adams on that stop there.
And by the way, Bucks do get a first down on that carry. So first to 10 at the 18-yard line. And that is the end of the first quarter. And we are scoreless here at Cub Stadium. We're going to take a break and be back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
PVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
All right, back we go here. Buccaneers knocking on the doors. We start the second quarter. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Cubs Stadium in Brenham.
Want to get six here.
And play action. Wooten going to put it in the air. And incomplete is going for Lewis. And surprise, no
there
flag.
There it is.
I was wondering where the flag was because the defender was all over him. One of my favorite old-time announcers. He was all over him like a cheap suit.
I tell you what, and after all that interference, Doug Lewis almost came back and made a one-handed catch.
Yeah.
But that's all right. We'll take it. We will take the play.
And now the referee is conferring.
Oh!
Oh, my
That's
God.
Horrible. That is absolutely horrible.
Blown call. Blown call.
We need you.
Yeah, rooting back to pass. Now he's going to tuck it and run. And now got a chance there.
There, no, no, again.
He was looking for Boswell.
And, oh, my gosh.
And incomplete pass. It's going to bring up third down.
Number 7, Martavius Boswell. Number 39, Tate Allen on the coverage. That will be 3rd and 10 for the Buccaneers.
So Wooten with Boswell in the backfield. 3rd down and 10. We're just underway here. 2nd quarter still scoreless between the Buccaneers and the Wranglers. Wooten back to pass, and he's going to put it in the air, and incomplete. He was looking for Lewis again.
I tell you what, I think what I'm seeing, Doug, is Ryland was pleading for pass interference.
Yeah, I think so.
The ball was definitely in the air, and our receiver was that. The blend receiver was down on the ground.
And so we're going to get a field goal try for the Bucs. This is Cameron Noto, who is a freshman out of Buda Hayes. And this will be a 35-yard attempt. That'll hold to the punter, Chambers.
Like his shoes.
Snap is there. Kick is up.
Good.
And it's good.
Yes.
35-yard field goal for Noto. And the Bucs take a 3-0 lead. Back with the kickoff. And we hear 60 seconds from the sports rim.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com. Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
And back we go on the return for the Wranglers is Jamal Hall, and the Bucs run him out of bounds about the 38-yard line. And we 1st and 10, so the Bucs with that field goal from Noto now lead it 3-0 here.
Samuel Taylor on that stop there for the Bucs.
And so 1st and 10 for the Wranglers. As we're just underway here in quarter number 2. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll be hearing from the Flint Buccaneer Marching Band. And now Bessel back in there at quarterback. Play action. He'll put it in the air. Yeah, short pass dumped off to Hall. Gets it up to the 45-yard line. He'll bring up 2nd down.
Pass will get to number 14, Jamal Hall Jr.
Tell you what, Eric Solomon over there again on that stop there for the Bucs.
Six-yard pickup, 2nd and 4. And play action once again.
Oh, I believe there's a little hold there.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
And now they got him anyway, but Cooper Cohen was coming in there, and one of the linemen was holding on to him to keep him from getting to the quarterback, and they get to him anyway.
Zyron Scott, big stop there for the Bucks.
And so that pushes it back to the 39-yard line, bringing third and nine now for the Wranglers. And back to pass. Vessel just gets it away. Incomplete. He was looking for Kai Scott.
I tell you what, big, strong rush there. And he had to get rid of the ball quick. It was Justin Garza.
Mm-hmm. And then Darren Hargrove on the pass coverage there.
Yeah, that great point there, Doug. Forgot Darren there.
Yeah. It's a Hargrove back to receive the punt. Mitchell will kick it away for the Wranglers.
Now the Wranglers get that wind.
And he's going to let that down. Oh, and hit the referee.
Oh, my God.
To keep him going in the end zone. And ball at the 4-yard line. The punt came down and bounced and it hit the referee. Otherwise, that would have probably gone in the end zone for a touchback.
In my eyes, he didn't look like he tried to move at all.
Yeah. I can only imagine Doc right now looking down on this one and what he might be thinking.
Well, I know exactly what he would say. He would probably say they all need to have a meeting and all go home.
And so the Bucks deep in their own territory. Wooten with the give to Boswell.
Oh, nice.
And Boswell gets it out to the 8-yard line. A good pickup there.
Number 7, Martavius Boswell on the carry. Brought down by number 22,
Ethan Martell. That'll
bring up a second down and 5 for the Bucks.
And Kobe Burgess in on that stop there.
Wooten operating out of the shotgun. Boswell with the carry once again. Trying to run behind those big linemen and does get it up to the 11-yard line. That'll bring up third down.
Number 7, Martavius Boswell over here.
Yeah, gets them a little breathing room to where they're not in the back of the end zone.
That'll bring up a third and 2.
Christopher Campbell on that stop for the Wranglers. Need to get a first down here.
Third down and 2. Play action, and Wooten's going to get sacked back at the 7-yard line.
Ooh, that was huge. Tyler Masters, I don't know how he got through there, but he got through and made a big stop.
Yeah, he looked like maybe a missed assignment or something. He just came through there untouched and got to Wooten. And so Blinn will have to punt. And Chambers punting out of the back of his end zone. And he gets this one away. And hit off the
head.
Hit off the defender. What's it? And
I can tell you what they're going to call right here. I can tell you what they're going to call.
Yeah, let's see. Does Blinn keep it? That's going to be the big thing. is
they're going to call interference on the Bucks, and the receiver was running forward and ran into the Buck defender.
And and it's going to call it on Devin Simpson. And so a 15-yard penalty on top of that, interfering with the kick. And that's going to put Cisco at the Blinn 29-yard line to start this drive.
Didn't miss that call.
Nope. And handoff, Keyshawn Williams back in at running back. And gain to the 26-yard line, a 3-yard pickup. That'll bring up second down and 7. Because we're down to 10:45 left to play here in the second quarter. Bucks leading 3-0.
Payton.
And Bessel fakes it. He's going to keep it himself. And gets down to the 21-yard line.
Number 2, Leonard Bessel, quarterback keeper, brought down by number 23, Jaden Dukos.
Adrian Stewart in on that hit there for the Bucks.
And it's going to bring up third down and 2. And Vessel, a little dump pass. That is to Bryson Neely, the tight end. And he'll pick up the first down for Cisco. Down to the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Wranglers. Vessel rolling around. Oh, and he fell down. And right there to make the stop there was Ja'Cory Kendall's. That'll be a big sack there.
That was huge right there.
And lost back to the 21-yard line.
And then Vessel goes down at the 21-yard line. That'll bring up a second and goal for the Wranglers.
Yeah, that was something the Bucks desperately needed there. And passes tipped and still caught by number 81 for the Wranglers. That's Caleb Benton with his first grab of the game.
Stepped out. What is that, 16?
Yep, so a 5-yard pickup. Third and goal from the 16-yard line. Down to 8:40 left to go here in quarter number 2. Pass in the air, incomplete, as Bessel was looking for Bryson Neely again.
Tell you what, good coverage there by Cameron Griffin for the Bucks.
And so now Cisco will bring their field goal team on to try to tie this one up. This will be a 32-yard attempt. David Mitchell, the kicker, or 33-yard attempt for Mitchell. Snap. Kick is up. And no good. Missed it.
That kick is no good.
And so the Bucks retain their score 3-0 with 8:20 left to go here in the second quarter. And so the Blinn offense to head out on the field.
right. Now what they need is a good sustained drive. Put six on the board.
And Wooten with a handoff, and it's an end around to Reggie Daly. And Daly got maybe a yard off of that.
Run out of bounds by Linnell Cunningham for the Wranglers.
Daly, a freshman receiver out of C.E. King High School. And play action and a fumble on the play. Well, and that is going to be recovered by the Wranglers at the 14 yard line.
Tell you what, Ryland had nowhere to go. There was a big, strong rush there. I think what he was doing, he was trying to get his arm up to throw the football to the receiver. And just as he was going up, they batted it out of his arms.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's a ball at the 12-yard line, first and 10 for the Wranglers. And the handoff up the middle. And that is going to be number 25. That's Kevin Williams on the carry. And he's down to the one-yard line.
Kevin Williams on the carry. Brought down by number 23, Jaden Dukos. And number 18, Ifani Olete. It'll be first and goal for the Wranglers.
First and goal at the one-yard line. Wrestle with a handoff to Williams, and he's in there for the touchdown.
Touchdown Wranglers, number 25, Kevin Williams.
And so now they'll come on for the extra point try. And Mitchell with the, will kick it. No, they're going.
They faked it.
They faked it and went for, tried to go for two and didn't get it. And so with 7:30 left to go in the second quarter, Cisco takes the lead 6-3. And we'll be back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Gavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer. Because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
As we get set for the kickoff, Cisco Wranglers leading the Blinn Buccaneers 6-3. Buck's just going to let that one go into the end zone for the touchback. Got 7:30 left to play, so we're exactly at the halfway point of the second quarter. And just got a report on another report on Navarro and New Mexico military, and they're in the second quarter. Navarro leading that one 21-7. So we keep an eye on that game. If Navarro holds on and wins there, and the Bucks need to win this one by 4 to get into the playoffs.
And do you know what, Doug? That mixed extra point could be big.
Yeah, absolutely.
That could be
You're really right. And fakes the end around. Wooten going to keep it himself. And he is out across the 25 to the 29-yard line. Four-yard pickup.
Tyler Masters will give him credit on the stop there.
Wooten, and this time he's got Devin Simpson in the backfield with him. And the give is to Simpson. Oh. And he just got smacked in the backfield there.
Ooh, that was Tyler Masters again. I don't know. Somebody had to miss a block there, Doug.
Yeah.
And he had nowhere to go.
And so ball at the 27-yard line. And it'll be third down. Bucks have to get to the 35 to pick up the first down. Play action, Wooten rolling out. He's going to put it in the air and incomplete. And so that'll bring up fourth down. And the Bucks will have to punt with 6:21 left to play here in the second quarter.
Here's number 6, Brett Chambers.
I'll tell you what, another rush there. And Ryland was forced out of the pocket, having to, you know, make a throw, try to catch an open receiver, you know, on the run.
And Chambers gets the punt away. And it'll take a Buccaneer roll. And they're going to down it at the 44-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Wranglers.
Tell you what, give credit there to Chambers. You know, he did get that bounce to roll forward.
And so now the Buccaneers back out on defense. Vessel with a handoff, and that will be to Keith Rockwell. Rockwell pounds his way forward into Blinn territory to the 44-yard line.
But he's not going down easy. Tell you what, Justin Garza coming up from the bottom of that stack again.
Yeah. Paired up with those huge linemen that Cisco has.
There you go.
And that is Rockwell on the carry again, this time met by a host of Buccaneers. And losses back to the 46.
Tell you what, we're going to give credit there again to Justin Garza and Tyler Cooks.
And pass complete. That is to Bryson Neely, the tight end. And he's going to get to the 40-yard line.
Pass complete to number 9, Bryson Neely. Brought down by number 2.
Jaden Dukos in on the stop there for the Bucks.
Yeah, I was looking down the roster here at the lineman for Cisco. Their smallest guy on the O-line is 6'2 and 290. He's the little guy.
That's NFL quality.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Pass complete to Rockwell. He's got the first down and more as he's inside the 35 to the 20. And out of the 21-yard line will be first and 10 for Cisco.
Number 18, if I'm the Olympi. It'll be first and 10 for the Wranglers from the Buccaneers.
As we're down to 4:13 left to play.
Tell what, finally run out of bounds there by Lewis Williams for the Bucks.
And Vessel going to keep it himself and stays on his feet. Gets it down to the 13-yard line.
Number 2, Landon Vessel.
There you go, Lewis Williams again down there.
Brought down by number 6, Darian Hargrave.
And Darian Hargrave.
And second down and 2 for the Rangers.
And so second and 2. And another dump-off pass there for Vessel. That one's complete to Bryson Neely, the tight end. And he's down at the 8-yard line.
Trent Jones and Tyler Cooks in on the stop there for the Bucks.
So first and goal, Cisco at the 8-yard line. Vessel with the give to Rockwell. And he's going to get down to the 3-yard line and bring up second and goal.
Pete Rockwell on the carry. Draw down by number 4, Cooper
Cohen. Continues to
I thought
run.
That was. Cooper Cohen on the stop there for the Bucks.
Yeah, we're down to 2:39 left to play. Give this to Rockwell again, and he's going to cruise into the end zone and get the touchdown.
Touchdown Wranglers, number 5, Pete Rockwell.
And so that'll increase the lead to 12-3 with the extra point try coming.
Okay, here we are again, Doug, in that wild extra point formation.
Yeah, I've never seen a formation like this. Where they go all spread out and then all of a sudden motion and get into one normal section. And that time the extra point is good. And so with 2:19 left to go in the half. The Wranglers have taken a 13-3 lead over the Buccaneers. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsor, from the Sport Friends.
Burnham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Burnham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hodge Real Estate, downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hallwright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service. Commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
And the kickoff sails into the end zone for a touchback. And so the Bucks will have it first and 10 at the 25-yard line. Glenn trailing Cisco here 13-3. We're in the second quarter.
they could find a way to get some points on the board here, Doug. We come out, we'll get the kickoff in the second half.
And Wooten with pass completion. And that is to Kelton Weathers out of the backfield. He'll get up to the 36-yard line and pick up the first down.
Finally run out of bounds by Tate Allen for the Wranglers.
And we're going to get a timeout on the field.
Put 2 minutes on the clock, please.
And so referee, oh, it's the two-minute warning. I forgot about I keep forgetting that they have that now this year. They've added the two-minute warning to junior college football. And so we'll take that with them, be back after we hear. This time let's just do 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple 4.
Lone Star Southern Grill and Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schloatman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
KWHI AM and K269 GU FM, Brenham.
Yeah, Wooten's pass complete to Nathan Lewis, and he gets drilled right after he receives the ball and gets it to the 40-yard line.
Drilled is right. Jeffrey Skula.
Bucks trying to at least get in the field goal territory. Although they'd love a touchdown here. Got a minute 30 left to go in the half, and handoff to Boswell. Boswell gets it for a loss back to the 38-yard line. And that's going to bring up third down.
Mijah Mickles.
And so the Bucks will call their first timeout of the half. And we're going to keep it right here since we just came out of the timeout. And Bucks, minute 20, they need. I was kind of surprised by the running call there. They really need to try to get the ball down the field. And they want to try to get something before the end of the half.
That defensive front there for the Wranglers, you know, they've been tough all afternoon.
Yeah, they really have. Keeping the Blinn offense at bay, holding them to just a field goal here in this first half. Play action, Wooten back to throw. He's going to put it in the air. He was looking for Tracy.
There it is.
He was looking for Tracy James Jr.
I think we're going to get it.
Pass interference. Defense, number 13. It's a 15-yard penalty. First down.
And so big 15-yard penalty there gets him into Wrangler territory. Ball at the 46-yard line. And Wooten is going to get sacked again. Held on the ball. That time, I think, probably held on the ball a little too long.
Yeah, he probably did. That Mijah Mickles again on that stop there for the Wranglers.
And Blinn will use their second timeout with a minute 7 left to go here in the second quarter. Bucks trailing 13-3. And this time, we're going to take a break. Let's hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
For mouthwatering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And back we go as we're Bucks down back to their own 47-yard line. Second down and 7 yards lost on that sack. And Wooten got to hurry. He's under pressure again and gets the pass away. He was looking for Lewis and incomplete. And so that'll bring up third down and 17.
Number 8, Nathan Lewis. That'll bring up a third and long for the Bucks.
And Wooten back to throw it. And he's going to have to tuck it and run. Nobody open. And he gets to the 47, and that's going to be fourth down, and the Bucks will have to punt.
Ethan Martell and Nichols again on that stop there for the Wranglers.
And now Cisco calls a timeout. Cisco wanting to see if maybe they can get in position for another score here before the end of the half.
Cisco takes the first charge timeout. Please reset the clock to 51 seconds. 51.
Yeah, they take the timeout, and then the refs give them an extra 5 seconds on the clock.
You know what I found out today, Doug?
What's that?
You and I could be officials.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the crews we've seen this year.
I wonder where they've come from.
Yeah. And the Chambers back to punt again. And he gets this one away. And that is going to roll out of bounds.
34.
And we got a flag down.
Roughing the kicker, maybe? Brett Chambers is pointing, so... Yeah. Maybe.
They're talking to Coach Mahon now.
Running into the kicker. It's a 5-yard penalty. It will be declined. First down.
And so 5-yard running into the kicker. So it wouldn't have made much difference. It would have still been too long anyway. And so Vessel back in there. As we got 44 seconds left until halftime. Vessel takes a snap. And missed another holding call. As Branson Winter just about had him, and one of the linemen was hanging on to him.
Holding.
They did get him. Good deal.
Keyshawn Lamont finally on that stop there for the Bucks, but we get the flag.
And so that'll push him back. And the penalty stops the clock with 35 seconds left to go until halftime. Bucks trailing here 13-3. And Wynn will get the ball and start the second half. And give is to Trent Lacy. He'll get it up to the 29-yard line. And that is going to do it. That is the end of the second quarter with our score. The Cisco Wranglers 13 and the Blinn Buccaneers 3. Back with the halftime show. Do we hear these words? Let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same-day service, free inspections and estimates, and A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
Brenham, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge is paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Whether new or used, Apple Ford in Brenham has just what you need, from trucks and SUVs to hybrids and electrics.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 Highway 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
To reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs, call Climate Defense Systems at 979-353-2537.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 979-836-4085.
Roberts Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Coach's Insurance Agency, get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
All right, as we come back here to Cub Stadium, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. Now it's time for the Blinn Buccaneer Marching Band and their halftime show.
Of the week are Zoe Newton from Madisonville, Eliza Davis from College Station, and Elle Pham from Carrollton. And now the next team will perform to K-pop hit All In. high school students from around the state as participants alongside our Blue Powered Band students in the Buccaneer Band Experience. The Buccaneer Band Experience begins in 3, 2, 1. Our marching band is under the field direction of drum majors Smokey Bell and Leslie Solis. This afternoon, we present music from one of 2023's biggest movie sensations, Barbie. We open today's show with Barbie Girl by Aqua. Barbie Girl topped the charts in 15 countries during its original release in 1997. It was also a 3-time platinum song in the U.S. We hope you enjoy Barbie Girl. Soundtrack. Coming in at number 7 on the Hot Dance Electronic Songs Billboard chart, Ava Max's Choose Your Fighter.
Oh,
Tampa's catchy summer anthem top charts in over 30 countries. Join us as we feature the Garden Tunes and Dance the Night Away.
See how we did genetics. Let's see. Oh yeah, we got it. Oh yeah, we got it. We made it happen.
Buccaneer Marching Band Halftime Show. And here at the half, it's the Cisco Wranglers leading the Blinn Buccaneers 13-3. And we'll be back with more after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Reliable Homes of Sealy. For the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Subway. Freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person. With 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105. Featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your care, your factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
All right, we're back here from the we're here at the half. The Cisco Wranglers leading the Blinn Buccaneers 13-3 as the Bucs try to fight for a playoff spot here. And the Bucs will get the ball to start the second half. And hopefully made some adjustments here during the break in the locker room, and they can get back into this one. Bucks have to win this game by at least 4 points, and they need Navarro to beat New Mexico Military. Right now, that's actually happening. Last scoring update we got at halftime, Navarro leading that one 21-7, and so Navarro doing their job now. The Bucks just need to come out here in the second half and take care of business. Of course, they had a few things. There were some missed calls out there that didn't quite go their way. Overall, Bucks just got to give Wooten some more protection and also see if they can get that ground game going.
No doubt about it, Doug. You hit the nail on the head there. Ryland's been, you know, running for his life all afternoon. We're going to have to try to figure out some kind of way to slow that defensive front down. And as you said, in order for him to be effective passing, you got to get that running game going.
Yeah, right now they've been trading the running backs in and out and just got to find one that could maybe break free here. And, of course, the Bucks need, as we said, need to win this one by four in order to and Navarro hold on in over there in Roswell and get the win. And coming up, want to make mention, this Friday night we'll be right back here at Cub Stadium. Brenham Cup football comes with a big playoff matchup by district round against Texas City. 7 o'clock start time, 6:30 pregame. And you never know, already got several former Cubs on this Blinn team. Could be some more mixed in there by the time it's all said and done.
No doubt about it. But talk about that playoff game, Doug. That's going to be a little bit of a reunion from a few years ago.
Yeah.
Because we did play Texas City. When was that? Would have been about in, you know, somewhere in the mid-2000s, mm-hmm. I believe. So it's going to be fun. Hope the Cubs can not come out so relaxed like they did Friday.
Yeah, come out and take care of business and play like they're capable of, and it should be a fun night. And we hope you can join us for that. In the meantime, we're going to take one more break, and we'll be back with the second half kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
How does a no-stress Thanksgiving meal sound? H-E-B in Brenham is here to make your Thanksgiving a breeze with their Meal Simple Feasts. Choose from honey-cured spiral ham and smoked or oven-roasted turkey breast to be enjoyed with their traditional sides, from creamy mashed potatoes to green bean casserole. And all you have to do is heat, serve, and enjoy with Brenham H-E-B's Meal Simple Feast. Place your Thanksgiving orders by November 23rd. Order online today at heb.com.
Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this, and remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
And back we go here in Ragey Daily on the return. He's at across the 25, 35, and run out of bounds. And Daly trying to spark things for the Bucks here as we start the second half.
And Caden Johnston finally running him out of bounds.
And that second half kickoff return brought to you by our good friends at Hyundai and Brenham. And Hyundai at Brenham, proud to be one of KWHI sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Well, here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai's earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty. And what just happened?
Oh, my God.
And apparently an interception by the Wranglers.
Tell you what, Doug, it was a pass. It was a little skinny post pattern run there. The ball went in and out of the hands of the receiver. Ball should have been caught straight into the hands of a Wrangler defensive back.
And so it will be Cisco ball at the Blinn 17-yard line. Blinn 17-yard line. First and 10, not the way Coach Mahon and company wanted to start the second half. And the quarterback, Landon Vessel, out there. Play action. Vessel rolling to his left, and he's going to pitch the ball off to Jamal Hall. And Hall going to actually get hit for a loss of yardage back to the 20-yard line.
Cameron Griffin came up and slowed him down, Doug. And then Jaden Dukos came up and finished it off.
And it's a ball at the 20-yard line. And the give is to Lacey. And Lacey finds the hole and gets to the 16-yard line.
I'll tell you what, he was like Houdini coming out there. Justin Garza finally ended up making the stop there. Buck had a hand on him in that backfield, managed to get through it.
Yeah. It looked like they should have had him for a loss there. And back to pass goes Vessel. And
intercepted!
And coming back the other way for the Buccaneers.
That's 13. That's Cameron Griffin.
And Cameron Griffin going to take it all the way for the pick six. Touchdown Bucs.
Hey, just what the doctor ordered.
Yes, it did.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, crap. And there's a penalty flag down. Are they going to bail them out again?
I tell you what, it was just excellent coverage by those Buck defensive backs.
I mean, and he was wide open.
I did not see anything that Cameron Griffin did.
The throw was right to him. He was wide open and made the pick, made the interception. Unless there was maybe like a block in the back on the return or holding during the return or something like that, but.
This is going to have bad written all over it.
Yep, it's. Holding against the Bucks.
Defense number 13. That's a 10-yard penalty from the previous spot.
How can he be holding when he's the one that made the pick? I mean, there were... And the referees bail out Cisco again.
Oh, my gosh. I honestly did not see anything that he did wrong.
Me
not
either.
One thing.
I mean, they threw the ball right to him. There was nobody around him.
Under the goalpost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And the handoff is to number 22, Trent Lacy.
Number 22, Trent Lacy on the carry. Brought down by several Buccaneer defenders. That'll bring up a second and goal for the Wranglers.
Jaden Dukos.
No. Timeout for an injured player.
An injured player Yeah, it's one of the Buccaneers down on the field.
It was one of the ones that's 10. He was in on the stop. That's Avion Stewart, along with Jaden Dukos in on that stop there.
And now new quarterback Malachi Berg has come back in at quarterback. And he's going to keep it himself and barrels forward. And he's met by a whole host of blue jerseys. He got to the 5-yard line.
Malachi Berg on the quarterback keeper. Stopped by several Buccaneer defenders.
Yeah, that
I
like the way Cuz just said that. Stopped by several key Buccaneer defenders there.
No. Yeah, it's a third and goal. Clock down at 12:10 left to go here in the third quarter. Vessel back in at quarterback. And man in motion. And he's going to give it to, that's number 4, Davian Blewett.
Oh, big stop there.
And he's going to be brought down.
I tell you what, big stop. Jaden Dukos came up. Make a big stop there for the Bucks.
And one of the linemen just out of the, right in front of the refs, just leveled Zyron Scott, no call. Did Cisco move to Kansas City and nobody tell us?
I believe you're right.
And so on for the field goal try. David Michel, this will be a 27-yard attempt, or no, 22-yard attempt, 22-yard attempt. And puts this one up. And it's good. And so with 11:13 left to go in the third quarter, the Wranglers are taking a 16-3 lead back after we hear 60 seconds from Sports Friends.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman and Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this, and remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
And while we were away, the for the play, Zyron Scott said something to the officials that they didn't like after they didn't call him getting leveled by one of the Cisco players. And so that's a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Bucks. So instead of kicking off from the 35, Cisco will now kick it off from midfield.
I tell you what, there's only seven Zebras out there, and I don't think anyone's had it right all afternoon.
Yeah, it's been very lopsided in that department. And this one is going to be fielded at the 18-yard line.
Got a hold.
And he's got a hold. That is Donovan Bynum on the return for the Bucks.
Cyrus Moore and Caleb Benton in on the stop there for the Wranglers.
And another flag down.
After the play. Unsportsmanlike conduct, number 28 of Cisco. That's his first unsportsmanlike conduct. It's a 15-yard penalty.
That's on Joshua Dobbins. So finally, Blinn gets
We finally
one.
Get a call.
Yeah. And so that'll put the ball to midfield, and that's where the Bucks will start this drive. And we have a change at quarterback here.
Yeah,
as
that's number 16.
John Siebert coming
yes.
in. And the handoff is to Martavius Boswell. And Boswell, the ball carrier, gets it up to the 45-yard line. 5-yard pickup.
Brandon Magruder on the stop there for the Wranglers.
And Siebert back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. The pass is going to be caught. And
it's
complete
number
to
three.
Reggie Daly.
Pass complete to number three, Reggie Daly.
And gets to the 32. Bucks get the first down.
Abner Dubar running him out of bounds there for the Wranglers.
Siebert, by the way, is a freshman quarterback out of Sweeney, Texas. And back to pass. Going deep in... Incomplete, almost caught there. He was going for Nathan Lewis. That pass out of bounds.
Jeffrey Sakula on the coverage there for the Wranglers. Doug, I was going to bring it up. I saw, and I'm watching Rylan Wooten on the sidelines. He's favoring his right wrist
and
or his right hand.
Devin Simpson, the ball carrier. And we were wanting, yeah, I see the, yeah, I see the way he's holding it, yeah. And it's the need for Siebert to come in. Siebert has seen limited action this year. The only two times I know I'm aware of is in the games against the two prep schools. And that one is complete. Out of the backfield to Simpson, but another loss of yardage there. And that's taking the Bucks out of. They're going to have to punt this one away.
Tate Allen coming up to make the stop there for the Wranglers.
Chambers back to punt. See if they could pin the Wranglers as deep as they can. Yep. Chambers gets this one away. And the Bucks will down it.
Good job there.
It's the 5-yard line.
Jordan Reeves down there to down the ball for the Bucks. What is that, 5-yard line?
Yep. And Reeves, he's a freshman out of Houston Lamar. Down to 8:19 left to go here in the third quarter. 13-point lead for the Wranglers. And Gibb is to Jarquay Walton, another new running back in here. And they get to the 8-yard line.
Sauron Scott coming up from the bottom of that stack here for the Bucks.
Brought down by number 52, Ja'Cory Kendall. And a second down and 7 for the Wranglers.
They'll add Ja'Cory Kendall in on that.
And rolling out his vessel, puts the pass in the air, incomplete. Good coverage for the Buccaneers there.
I want to get the right, that's Cameron Griffin.
Pass is in for number 14, Jamal Hall Jr. Number 13, Cameron Griffin on the coverage. That'll bring up a 3rd and 7 for the Wranglers.
The ball still at the 8-yard line, 3rd down and 7. They have to get to the 15 to pick up the first down. And Vessel, ugly pass, goes in the dirt at the feet of the receiver. It was intended for William Washington.
Trenith Jones there on the coverage, yeah, just in case he did catch that ugly pass, like you said.
I know back when I was in school, our coach used to call that a wounded duck.
I like that one.
Get the punt away. Hargrove with a fair catch at the 42-yard line. So the Bucks are going to have good field position to start this drive.
Fair catch made by number 6, Darian Hargrove. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Buccaneers from the system at the 42-yard line.
Siebert comes out. Siebert taking over for Ryland Wooten. We believe, looking like Wooten has maybe a wrist injury in the way he's holding it.
Really, really favoring that right, and, yeah, right hand.
And pacing the sidelines because you know the competitor he is. He wants to be in there.
Yes.
And handoff goes to number 22 for the Bucks. That is Devin Simpson.
Number 22,
and Johnny Taylor the 3rd.
And a 1-yard gain
there.
Stop.
Number 50, Johnny Taylor the 3rd. That'll bring up a 2nd down and 9 for Bucks.
Siebert takes the snap. Quick pass. And it's going to be caught by Nathan Lewis. And yeah, very close to that 1st down marker.
Number 8, Nathan Lewis.
And
3rd down and 1
for Blinn. And they're actually on this going to bring in Zyron Scott and Justin Garza as extra blockers. And they give it to Simpson, and they still got him for a big loss in the backfield. As Blinn just fooled absolutely nobody with that play.
Coming up to make that initial hit for the Wranglers, Jeffrey Sekula.
And it's going to bring it fourth down, and the Bucks will have to punt again. Or they know they're going to keep the offense out on the field. They're going to go for it. Fourth and five. And Siebert, quick pass, incomplete. He was looking for Tracy Abrams Jr., or Tracy James Jr., rather. Tracy James Jr. James was wanting the flag there, but didn't get it.
Jeffrey Sekula again up there on that cover. Is that linebackers all over the field?
And so the Bucks turn it over on downs. And so with 5:17 left to go in the third quarter, the Wranglers come back out on the field. And give this time is to Keyshawn Williams.
Number 15, Keyshawn Williams on the carry. Brought down by number 44.
And ball to the 41-yard line.
That'll bring up a second down and six for the Wranglers.
And on that stop, C.J. Anazorf for the Bucks.
And give is to Keyshawn Williams. He's up to the 45-yard line.
Number 15.
That'll bring up third down and two.
Greco Torres.
Number 49, Greco Torres, and number
on that stop there for the Bucks.
That'll bring up a third and two for the Wranglers.
And give is to Walton this time. And he's going to get stopped for a loss of yardage. And a good defensive stand for the Bucks there. And now the punt team will come out.
Number 26, tell you what,
led by Tyler Cooks there for the Bucks.
Stopped in the backfield by number 23, Jaden Nichols. And they have a fourth down for the Raiders.
Just get the kick away. And takes a Blinn bounce. And held down at the 28-yard line. So now the Buck offense coming back out on the field.
That one will be down at the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bucks.
And so Siebert out there. Siebert back to pass. Now he's going to run for his life. Puts the ball in the air. Incomplete, almost intercepted. It was a ill-advised pass there. And Jeffrey Sekula just missed the interception.
Second down and 10 for the Bucks.
Second and 10.
Chase Warren with a big, big rush there for the Wranglers.
Siebert's pass complete. Reggie Daly.
Oh, nice move.
And gets across the 26-yard line.
Tell you what, Linnell Cunningham came up to make a big stop there for the Wranglers.
And that one was bordering on helmet to helmet.
Number 78.
No call.
That'll bring up a third and long for the Bucks.
Must have got him in the upper shoulder. Third and 11. 2:50 left to play here in the third quarter. And Siebert going to put it in the air. It's going to be intercepted. The intended receiver was number 8. That was Nathan Lewis.
And Al Cunningham, good coverage there.
And threw it right to him.
I mean, just right in his hands. All he had to do was just catch it.
And so they'll turn the ball over on downs, do the Bucks. And great field position again for Cisco. Ball will be at the 37-yard line. And put it in the air and caught wide open was Jamal Hall, and he's down to about the 2-yard line.
I tell you what, he had Cameron Griffin. He had two steps on him, and all he had to do was catch the ball.
They're going to say at the 3-yard line, so first and goal at the 3 for the Wranglers. And give this to Williams. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 3.
Number 25, Keenan Williams on the carry.
I think that was Deuce Williams, I believe, making that big stop there for the Bucks.
Second goal for the Wranglers.
All right, so we're down to a minute 40. And off a great stop there.
Number 25, Keegan Williams is right.
Williams trying to get that number.
Tyler Cooks.
And Tyler Cooks on the stop.
Tyler Cooks there. Big stop.
Push him all the way back to the 7-yard. Push him back to the 7-yard line. And it's third down and goal from the 6-yard line with 49 seconds left to play here in quarter number 3. And the handoff goes to Williams again, and the Bucks are there to meet him. And that'll send out the field goal unit.
Down by number 52,
that's what I thought it was. 52, Ja'Cory Kendall making a big stop there for the Bucks.
And they're going to let it wind down, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Well, that scored the Cisco Wranglers 16 and the Blinn Buccaneers 3. Back with quarter number 4 after we hear 60 seconds with the sports friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Park, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
And back we go here, and the kick is up. And it's good, a 25-yard field goal from David Mitchell. And so with 14:56 left to go in the game, it's down 19-3, Cisco on top of the Blinn Buccaneers. And the Buccaneers, their playoff hopes seem to be dwindling, but they need a big fourth quarter here. As we come back, Doug Brown, Tommy Lange with you.
We need to find a way to get a good drive going and effectively move the football.
Yeah, that's something they have been unable to do this afternoon. And now with the injury to Rylan Wooten, Bucks having to rely on their backup quarterback, John Siebert.
And Rylan is not even walking with his helmet anymore, so
yeah.
It doesn't look as though he'll get to finish his career at Blinn at the Cubs Stadium. So. Well, he's not giving up. He picked it up.
And that one's going to sail into the end zone. Oh, it's going to go out of bounds at the two. And so now the Bucks will come back out on the field. And see where the officials are going to spot the ball. I believe it's going to be on the 35. Yes, it is.
Kick out of bounds from the 35 of Cisco. We'll put the ball on the 35-yard line. First down.
Yeah, it's a first and 10. Back to pass goes Siebert. And incomplete. He was looking for Reggie Daly, and Daly didn't turn back in time.
Kobe Burgess on the coverage there for the Wranglers.
Number three, Reggie Daly. That'll bring up a second down and 10 for the Bucks.
And pass complete to Daly this time. And he'll get it to the 40-yard line.
Pass complete to number three.
Brandon Ramsey running him out of bounds for the Wranglers.
I'm going to say went out at the 39. So
third and six
now. And you to Martavius Boswell, and Boswell will pick up the
nice
first
move.
Down and into Wrangler territory to the 49-yard line.
And finally running him out of bounds was Brandon Ramsey, one of the Wranglers.
And that's another Blinn Buccaneer first down.
They're going to give him forward progress to the 48. Play action and incomplete. He was looking for Tracy Abrams, or Tracy James, Tracy James.
Catch made by number one, Tracy James Jr.
Just couldn't quite come up with it.
Second and 9 for the Bucks.
Second and 9.
Thank you.
And Siebert's pass incomplete, overthrown, looking for Lewis.
I tell you what, Lewis was wide open down there. The closest defender to him was 6-7 yards away.
They'll bring up a third and nine for the Bucks.
Third down nine with 13:29 left in the game. And Siebert, incomplete pass. And he was looking for Boswell.
Bucks had set up a screen there, Doug, and just couldn't get the ball to him.
That'll bring up a fourth down for the Bucks.
And because of the nature of the game, they got to go for it. Trailing here by 16 points. And Siebert rolling out. Get rid of the ball, kid. And he puts that one in the air. Incomplete. Ooh. Almost had a completion. He was looking for Lewis. Nearly made that one happen. And fourth and nine.
Tell you what, Siebert did an excellent job avoiding that big, strong rush there again by the Wranglers.
Or actually, that was fourth down, so they turn the ball over on downs. And pass is complete. That's to number 8, Kai Stone.
Jaden Duco sent on the stop there for the Bucks.
And it's to the 39-yard line. And give this time. That is to Keith Rockwell, the ball carrier.
Cameron Griffin and Tyler Cooks coming up to make that stop for the Bucks.
And number 9, Tyler Cooks. That'll bring up a second down and 8 for the Wranglers.
Then trailing here 19-3 with 12 minutes left in the game. Hand off once again goes to Trent Lacy, hitting the backfield by the Bucks.
Number 22, Trent Lacy on the carry. Brought down by number 40, Justin Garza. That'll bring up a third and 8 for the Wranglers.
Third down and 8. Bucks need to hold them here. Pass incomplete.
Pass complete to
it was complete.
Tyler Cooks on the coverage and making the stop for the Bucks.
So completion to Neely was still not enough. It's fourth down and 4. Almost had that one blocked. And they're going to let it go. And it's going to take a load off at the 8 was at the 8-yard line. And that's where the Buck offense will come back out on the field.
We'll be down at
10:31 left to work with.
First and 10 for the Bucks.
He's got to give it a try, Doug.
Yep. Wooten coming out to try to gut this one out.
AM and K269 GU FM, Brenham.
And we are coming to you. We're at Cubs Stadium. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. Cisco leading the Bucks 19-3 with 10:30 left to go in the game. And Wooten going to keep it himself. And gets it up to the 12-yard line. That's a 4-yard pickup.
Number 9, Riley Wooten on the quarterback keeper. Brought down by number 39, Tate Allen. That'll bring up a second down and 7 for the Bucks.
And Wooten trying to gut it out, but you can tell that arm is just hanging there. Yeah. And handoff.
Number 22, Devin Simpson over here.
Simpson on the Tate carry. Allen and Corey Andrews coming up to make that hit and the stop for the Wranglers.
Third down and 2. Give his to Simpson again, and he gets it out to the 19-yard line, and that will be a first down.
Devin Simpson, and that's another Blue Buccaneer first down.
Hand off again. That is to Simpson. Yeah, maybe back to the line of scrimmage and bring him second down and 10.
Tate Allen again coming up to make that stop for the Wranglers.
Tate Allen. They'll bring up a second down and 11 for the Bucks.
And Wooten trying to find some running room, and he can't. And he's going to go down in the heap. Back to the 12-yard line.
Quarterback sacked by the Wrangler defense. That'll bring up a third and long for the Bucks.
I'm seeing that was 78, Doug, and I do not see a 78 on the Wrangler roster here.
Me neither. Back to pass. He's going to put it up in the air. He's got a man open. Lewis. And incomplete. Covered on the play by Malachi McLaughlin.
Broken up by number 10, Malachi McLaughlin.
And so Bucks will have to punt.
That'll bring up a fourth down for the Bucks. On the punt for the Buccaneers, number 6, Brett Chambers.
Chambers back to punt. And he'll get this one away. And going to be fielded for the Bucks by number 14, Jordan Reeves. The Buck defense comes back out on the field.
Buck defense spent a lot of time on the field
they
today.
They certainly have.
And they've really done a good job, you know, of holding. Looking at the time that they've been on the field, 19 points. We just have not been able to get a good sustained drive.
Trent Lacy going to carry.
Justin Garza coming up to make a big stop there, Doug, for the Bucks.
Yeah, it was up there.
Trevor Tamplin coming up to make a stop there for the Bucks.
Now we're down to 6.5 minutes left. Wind trailing 19-3. Pass is up in the air.
I believe it's intercepted. How is he out of bounds?
It is intercepted by the Bucks.
Oh, my gosh.
And now what? Still have not received. It was a flag down.
Offside. Defense, number 39. It's a 5-yard penalty. Third down.
Correction, that is 49. Greco Torres called in for offsides.
6:24 left. We got third and 18. Bucks trailing here 16-3. Vessel back to pass. Got a heavy pass rush.
Big rush.
And just escapes and passes incomplete. How he got away from there is anybody's guess, because they were right on top of him, and he managed to escape again.
I'll tell you what, Justin Garza was one of those individuals, Doug, just barely missed getting to him.
That'll bring up a fourth down for the Raiders.
And it's a fourth down as we're down to 6:05 left to play. And then we'll punt it away.
Oh, look at here.
And we got a little return here by Daly. And Daly going to be brought down at the 27-yard line. So now the Buccaneers.
James Best making that stop there for the Wranglers.
I'm waiting to see what that. Time stop with a change of possession.
Personal foul. 23 of the kicking team. 15 yards added to the end of the run. First down.
So here the Bucks come back out. Wooten out there at the quarterback position.
Well, he's got a little bit of feel to work with now, Doug. Maybe he can make something happen. Mm-hmm.
Wooten back to pass. Going to put it in the air, looking down the sidelines, and Lewis knocks it away. The last second, that one was almost intercepted.
Aiden Armstrong in on that coverage there for the Wranglers.
.539 is where the clock stops.
Number 8, Nathan Lewis. Number 7, Aiden Armstrong on the coverage. That'll bring up a second down and 10 for the Bucks.
Second down and 10. 5:39 left. And he takes a snap. Wooten down to the 50-yard line.
Ryan Wooten, the quarterback keeper.
Cordavian Adams coming up to make that stop on Ryland after he gets a nice game.
Yeah.
That'll bring up a third and 3 for the Bucks.
Third down and 3. Ball at the 47-yard line and a 49-yard line. And give there, but he's going to be short of the first down.
Tate Allen coming up to make that stop.
Brought down by number 39, Tate Allen. That'll bring up a fourth and 1 for the Bucks.
Fourth down and 1. Bucks have to go for it here. Wooten out of the shotgun. And that clock continues to roll. And so does the season for the Bucks. Hand off up the middle.
Number 7, Martin.
Boswell on the carry.
And that's another.
It's going to be. Did he pick it up? Yes, he did pick up the first
Jay
down.
Jay Nichols again on that stop there. Get that first down.
That's the main thing. You got to get the first down now. Got to see about getting some touchdowns in the quick. 4 minutes of counting. And Wooten going to keep it himself. He's going to touch it down. Wooten across the 40 to the 30. Puts his head down. And gets it to the 27-yard line.
I tell you what, Kobe Burgess came up and, you know what? Ryland took that hit.
Yep. So. Yeah. So now here they go, first and 10. Wooten back to pass. Rolling out to his left, throws back across his body, pass complete. That was to Reggie Dale. Reggie Dale. Oh, they're going to say incomplete.
Second and 10 for the Bucks.
Second and 10.
I'll tell you what, Ryland did a great job avoiding defenders, gets the ball off Tyler Masters coming up there to make that stop on the coverage.
And pass complete to Boswell out of the backfield.
Jeffrey Sekula up there coming up to make that stop for the Wranglers.
Number 7, Martavius Boswell. That'll bring up a 3rd and 9 for the Bucks.
They're down and 9, 2:56 to play. And Wooten going to put it in the air. Oh. Incomplete. He was looking for Tracy James Jr.
Pass intended for number 1, Tracy James Jr. That'll bring up a 4th down for the Bucks.
And so big 4th down. This could be the season right here.
Yes!
And
it's touchdown.
Touchdown. And he did get to Lewis. That was Lewis on the catch.
I tell you what, Ryland Wooten hung in that pocket, Doug. and he stepped up forward and hit him on the dead run for the touchdown.
And they needed that. And Lewis, that's got to be a – because he's had a few drops this afternoon.
Yes.
That's a big confidence booster for him. And now Bucks, let's see if they're going to go for two here. As they've got it to 19-9. And they are going to go for two. Wooten is going to take it himself, and he's going to get
it
for the two-pointer.
There we go. There we go.
And so that'll make it 19-11 now, 2:39. And so the Bucks down with the onside kick, I imagine, is coming, and we'll be back at the weird. This time just 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
And back we go. And also, with that pass from Wooten to Lewis, that's also our first touchdown of the game. And congratulations again to our rib winner, Bonnie Pilchek. So Bonnie will get the free rack of ribs, courtesy of our good friends at Nathan's Barbecue. And now for the Bucks.
If we can pull off a little magic here and get an onside kick.
Hans' team is out there. And let's see, they're going to kick it deep, and
he downs it.
He downs it and waits till they got right to him, and then the receiver downed it at the 14-yard line. So Bucks trailing by eight here. Yeah, we got penalty markers down on the far side of the field. I'm surprised they didn't go for the onside there, because they need two scores here. There's only 2:35 left. They've got to hope the defense can do a three and out on this.
Okay, really, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
We could get the ball and get a touchdown and get two,
mm-hmm.
we would tie the game.
Yeah.
So if we can, well, maybe there's a little magic.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. And now that also that call, that pick six that was called back,
yes,
on the penalty.
That is huge.
That looms even larger now.
It is big, big, big.
Because we could be talking a one-point game. And back to the 8-yard line.
You know, the thing of it is, all afternoon, Siebert and especially Rylan Wooten, the whole first half, did not have any time. It seemed like on this last drive, we had better blocking.
And handoff goes to Williams. And Williams going to be brought down at the 11-yard line. Bucks are going to probably start using their three timeouts.
Jaden Dukos led a host of cup. Buck Tackler's there to stop him for a 4-yard gain.
And so Bucks will take the first timeout with 2:27. Bucks have got to come back. They need at least. They need at least two touchdowns, because they have to win by four to get in the playoffs. And just on that last drive, how about that gutsy performance by Wooten? Because we know he's hurting, and yet gutting through the pain to try to will this team to win.
There's no doubt about it. He's been favoring that wrist. During that latter part of the third and part of the fourth quarter there.
And Bessel with the handoff to Williams. Is going to be wrapped up quickly.
Oh, good job there. Is that 52?
Yes, it was.
52. Ja'Cory Kendall coming up there to make a big stop there for the Bucks.
And he's had a big game for Blint this afternoon. We've called him Ja'Cory Kendall numerous times. And he is a freshman out of Houston North Shore. And the Bucks use their second timeout. And as they've got third down and six coming, with 2:20 left to play, and then they'll also have the two-minute timeout as well.
Little football history there at North Shore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's see if we can make a stop here, get the ball back.
And Vessel with the handoff to Williams.
Broke
free, gets the first down and more as he gets up to the 31-yard line. That'll stop the clock while they reset the chains.
Javon Bejarano finally coming up and making the stop for the Bucks.
Just what they didn't need. And so now Blinn had to spend their last time out with a minute 58 left on the clock. Oh, well, that's a two-minute warning.
Please reset the clock for 2 minutes.
Two-minute timeout. So we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
And it's a ball at the 30-yard line, first and 10 for Cisco, with 2 minutes left to go in the game. Cisco leading Blinn 19-11. That's all the quarterback. Gives to Williams, and Williams is going to be dropped at the 31-yard line. About a one-yard pickup as the clock continues to roll.
Trey Williams coming up from the bottom of that stack, Doug, making the stop for the Bucks.
And they're letting the clock run all the way down. We're down to a minute 25. Bucks cannot stop the clock. Get to Williams again. And Williams just is going to slide down. And
number 25, Stephen Williams, on the carry.
Slides down right in front of Jaden Dukos.
Blake takes his third and final time out of the half.
And Blinn did still have their final timeout left, so Blinn now will take that final timeout with third and 10. Got a minute 10 left to go on the clock.
Let's see, we could. Conceivably get the ball back maybe with 15, 20 seconds?
Yeah. And they would have to score onside and score again. Or well, actually, main thing is just tie it up and send it in. Right. I didn't think about that. We could tie it up and send it in overtime and try to get it that away. So it is a one score. Yeah, I did not think about overtime, but yeah, I was thinking about getting it done in regulation, but yeah, they may have to, if they could get the ball back and tie it before they and win it in overtime.
The key is make the stop now.
Yes. Give to Williams. And Williams.
Oh,
and
my.
He busts free again. Second time on this drive. He gets the first down.
Several key missed tackles there by the Bucks.
And that'll get it down to less than a minute, and that'll pretty much do it right there. Bucks don't have any timeouts left, so Cisco can take a knee, and it'll be the Rangers.
Two knees, and that's it, or one knee probably, right?
Right, and it'll be the Wranglers instead going to the playoffs. And the season will come to an end for the Blinn Buccaneers. And they take the knee. And that'll be it. Your final score. The Wranglers win it 19-11. And so that will take us to the postgame show. And tonight's broadcast of Blinn Buccaneer Football was made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association, Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breen with State Farm Insurance, A. Freed and Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Collier Construction, Bilski Waterwell, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, Hyundai of Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance, H-E-B in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, La Roche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue in Blinn College. We'll be back with the post game after we hear 90 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizen State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And we come back here. Welcome to the postgame show. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Cubs Stadium in Brenham, where this afternoon the Cisco Wranglers defeat the Blinn Buccaneers 19-11 and spoil the Bucs' chances for going to the playoffs. So the Bucs finish the year with a final record of 4-5 and 2-5 in conference play. And that's the thing about this. And really for the Bucs, it's been just kind of one of those years where, I mean, this, like all the other games, all single-digit losses, they didn't get blown out by anybody. They were in every ball game, just couldn't quite find a way to get over the hump.
No, you're exactly right. The one thing that I will say, and it's not an excuse, you can't blame it on them, but the officiating could have been a little bit nicer today, just a little bit.
Yeah, and that was definitely did play a factor in the game today, and as the Bucs fall here, and now they get ready to go into the off season, and we'll see. We'll keep track and see how the recruiting goes. In the meantime, we'll continue with more here on the postgame. Let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucs luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website www.bnbank.bank and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, as we come back here, let's recap the scoring for the game. And during the first quarter, we didn't have any scoring. It was nothing until 14:42 left in the second quarter. And Cameron Noto put the Bucs on the board with a 35-yard field goal. And then for Cisco, they would come back on a one-yard touchdown run by Kevin Williams. And the two-pointer was no good. Gave Cisco a 6-3 lead with 7:30 left. And then it was Keith Rockwell with a 3-yard touchdown run. David Mitchell hit the extra point there and made it 13-3 going into the locker room at halftime. Third quarter, Cisco would find the end zone again. It was Mitchell and not the end zone, the 22-yard field goal. I'll get it right here. And then Mitchell, another field goal, gave them a 19 8-3 lead. Blinn would come back in the fourth quarter. Rylan Wooten to Nate Lewis for a touchdown pass, and then Wooten would score on the two-point conversion to make it 19-11 with 2:40 left. And that was as close as the Bucks would get. And once again, your final score there, Cisco wins it 19-11. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, Tommy and I will pick the Whataburger What a Play of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance. And all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
And we continue on now with the post game. Time now for our Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950. With online ordering available, visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South. Open 24/7. And really, one play, we're going to choose Blinn's lone touchdown that came with 2:40 left in the game.
No doubt about it, Doug. Rylan had to go out of the ball game for a little while, and we could see him pacing the sideline and favoring his wrist, but he goes back in there, takes the team right down the field, and throws that touchdown pass to Lewis. Just a great offensive play there. Good combination. Congratulations to Rylan on the Whataburger play of the game.
And juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, French fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Whataburger in Brenham, located at 2801 Highway 36 South. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. Back with more after we hear another 2.5 minutes from our sponsors.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com.
You
didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
All right, and looks like some exciting college football stuff going in the college football world. We were just hearing that Ole Miss is about to pull off the upset of Georgia on there, which that would be huge.
I tell you what, and Craig brought up such a vital point. That will put, for all practical purposes, put Georgia out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And very big upset. You know, we're not going to take anything away from Ole Miss. They've got a good program going over there. That will be a huge victory for them.
Yeah. And also, I imagine Texas also keeping an eye on that as well. Texas, big win over Florida. Man, it's like, what happened to Florida? They used to be such a good program over there, and here lately they've just turned into a disaster.
Am I correct on that? Didn't they get a coach that really, what's his name? He was somewhere.
I think it's Napier. I think is.
I don't think that was the right choice. But that. You know, what do I know? So.
And a lot of injuries as well.
And that is a big thing. Yeah. That is key.
All right, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, Tommy and I will name the John Breeden Outstanding Players of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
And we come back here. Time now to name our John Breeden, State Farm Insurance. Offensive and defensive, outstanding players of the game. And for offense, we got to go for a sentimental favorite of ours. And really, he was the only one on the offense that really did anything today. And that was Rylan Wooten, battled through the wrist injury and came back and led the Bucks on their only touchdown drive of the game.
Oh, no doubt about it. And the thing of it is he was fighting for his life all day long. Avoiding tacklers all day long and on several occasions took several hits, but just came back on that touchdown drive. Just a real gutsy performance by Rylan Wooten. Congratulations, our John Breeden, outstanding player, offensive player of the game. Excuse me.
And then on the defensive side, we had several really good candidates on the defense. I'll tell you what, that's been consistent for Blinn this year. Their defense has played well all season long. And our standout tonight, he is a freshman out of Houston North Shore, and that is Ja'Cory Kendall, big number 52. Goes 6'3", 280, and he was all over the field tonight.
No doubt about it. Ja'Cory Kendall just did an outstanding job, and that does not surprise me why I never read further on that line coming out of an outstanding program down there at Houston North Shore. But good to see that young man coming back.
Yep.
Congratulations, Ja'Cory.
And our defensive and offensive outstanding players of the game brought to you by John Breeden, State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Dave Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods and Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods and Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
All right, as we come back here one last time to Cubs Stadium, and the final score, once again, the Cisco Wranglers over the Blinn Buccaneers, 19-11. Season comes to an end for the Bucs, and now they get ready to head into the off season. But we're not done with our football coverage. We've got plenty of football still to come. We got Brenham Cub football this Friday night as the Cubs take on Texas City. And that's a 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame here on KWHI. And we hope you can join us for that if you can't be here in person. And also want to make mention, they just went final over at the Cruzy Center, and it was Navarro beating Trinity Valley. So if you have a chance to get out tomorrow, Blinn Buccaneer Volleyball playing Navarro, and that is the regional tournament championship game. And it starts at 1 o'clock, and whoever wins that one is going on to the national tournament. And so good chance if you want to get out there, root the Lady Buccaneers on to victory, something to do on a Sunday afternoon. And
Coach Gamble's done a heck of a job with those ladies out there.
He has, and win, lose, or draw, they've had a heck of a season. In the meantime, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank Craig back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in, and for Tommy Lang to my right, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.